Warning, this show contains childish adult content and is intended for immature, mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views spoken are ours and ours alone, not those of any other bugger. If you're easily offended, we strongly suggest finding another podcast. Everybody neat and pretty, then on with the show.
Hello and welcome back to the second episode of Diz After Dark for February 2024. As always, I'm your host, P-Dubs, and joining me tonight is Mr. D.
Hello. Not Buenos Dias.
No,
hello.
Back from his jollies.
Back
on the mainland.
Yeah,
And the return of Craig.
Back from north of the wall.
And back... few people asked about you, Craig, to make sure you're okay. But you're back, and we're good to go. We're not going to dive into it, are we? We don't need to.
No.
But just to know that you are all right, and you are back on the show. It wasn't anything that we'd done.
For a change.
Yeah, we're still all here. We're still all a gang. Don't worry about that. So before we dive in, we're going to do a little bit of a news show because there's a few topics that have come up that are a little bit ridiculous. And then we're going to do an eat it from farts as it closes. We've literally haven't got round to it. It closes tomorrow. So we're going to do an eat it from the Festival of the Arts. And most of it will come back next year. So even if you don't listen to it now, there's an episode for you to listen to next year. But before we start, as always, what is everybody drinking?
Well, since I'm back in the UK, I'm no longer drinking Spanish beer. I'm back on the gin and tonic. Actually, this is the first gin and tonic I've had in a while. I don't know how long. Since Christmas. Cheers.
Craig, your pickled liver recovered?
I tell you what, right, I use an app to record my alcohol content. And I did very well in November. And like there's the odd week where I have a drink and that, but I've done really well. In the last 3 weeks, I've done 50 units, 60 units, and then last week, 115 units of alcohol. And I've set myself 14 units a week, which is the healthy, what the government says. So I've smashed it. So I'm drinking decaffeinated Yorkshire tea tonight. My liver's just about getting back to normal.
Oh, well. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so I've just got a coffee. Keep me plodding along. Mm. Just one of my strong coffees. I think it's Kenko from the machine. So that'll keep me going. So, as I said, there's a couple of news stories that are a little bit out there. One of them's a little bit of a soapbox. So it is the return of Soap Dish on his soapbox without Soap Dish. He might just appear. You never know. So I'm guessing both of you guys have probably had your Disney Plus renewals. That would be my soapbox. A rise from £79 to £109.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless you opt out.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's for exactly the same things that we've already been getting. Nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same. You can opt out of that and drop down. Obviously, that's 4K. And unfortunately, 6 weeks ago, I bought a 4K TV. So I'm not dropping down, not now, not after I've just spent £500 on a new TV so that I can watch my Marvel films in 4K like they are at the cinema.
Well, if you drop down, what does that give you?
It drops you down to HD.
So 1080p.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got any 4K tellies yet. Rub's chin.
No, and we haven't. Yeah, we haven't either.
Yeah. So yeah, it's raising from 79, which it was for 4K last year, up to 109 to keep your 4K. You can change it to pay monthly. That goes up to 130 if you pay monthly.
Yeah.
And as I say, you can drop down back to the price that we were already paying for 1080. And then there is the option now, I believe, that you can have adverts included, which takes it down even less. I think that's down to 60, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Let me tell you, I've been using Amazon Prime with adverts, and they're starting to fuck me off already.
Yeah.
Because I started to watch a film the other day, got out of the opening credits, and there was an ad.
That's a bit cheeky.
Yeah, and do you know what? It wasn't so bad when I first started, because I started using it for watching some TV. I was re-watching Smallville. And I've been doing that for months now, because it's like 10 seasons. And then recently got to season 6, and the adverts kicked in, I didn't even know. And that was fine. They were putting in one at like the start of an episode, which is fine. I've got no problems with that. But then when I started to watch films on it, I was like, oh, great, we're going to get one every 20, 30 minutes. Like you would do if you were at the end of an episode of something.
Or watching a film on a film four.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's gone back to terrestrial TV. So there's no way I'm dropping down on Disney Plus, because that'd annoy me even more. But I just outrageous to think £30. And you're not getting any more.
Yeah.
Than
so
you were getting
that?
Before.
It's about 30%. Price increase,
yeah, roughly,
yeah, for less content, because they're taking quite a bit of stuff off.
Taking stuff off, they're producing less
yeah.
of the new stuff. We know that they've already told us it hasn't worked out with them producing God knows how many new shows every year,
yeah,
because most of them are flopping,
yeah,
and not getting watched. It just seems really outrageous, to be honest. I don't normally moan about what Disney do. I can normally take their rises in prices and things, because it's a nominal rise. Ticket prices will go up by 5%. Hotels will go up by 5%. This just seems ridiculous.
I think the problem is that this is the big problem, isn't it? The problem is that this is the big problem, Disney Plus. And They're in a sort of bloodbath war with Netflix and everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think they're hoping to break even on it. Is it later this year or next year?
You would hope so. So this is, 4 years now?
Yeah, but there's a whole thing with Hulu, and I don't follow it in detail, but...
Yeah, they've bought Hulu, haven't they, basically,
yeah.
now?
Yeah, and then there's going to be a whole...
Or it's going through.
Yeah, so there's a whole thing. I think they reckon when that goes through that they might break even, which will take the pressure off. So this is, you know, this is the biggest problem, really. And I think the only sort of positive thing is when you think about what's happening with the theme parks, you know, Universal, Epic Universe, you know, Disney have been really slow to respond to that, and they've still got nothing definite in the pipeline, and mate, they should be laying it on thick, shouldn't they? I mean, they should be saying, right, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this.
Even just a new ride in each park.
Yeah, but I think the problem is Disney Plus, right? I think that's been the problem for a couple of years now, and until they stop the bleeding, the hemorrhaging, which is Disney Plus, I don't know that they'll then put money into the parks in the scale that they should. And I know they're promising money to Disneyland in California. I think it's like $1.9 billion if this was a Disney Forward. Is that the project name?
Yeah, which some of it's already started.
Yeah.
They're already expanding downtown Disney. But
And then they're saying they're gonna spend money in Florida, and that's all great, but there's nothing concrete
no.
about any of that, and they've been slow to react to that, and
Yep.
it's gonna hurt them. It's gonna hurt them from a theme park point of view, I think. Be interesting to talk about that though, as a different topic. Now that we're getting to see a bit more about Epic Universe, but I
Yeah,
think it,
that's shooting along now. I've seen some
yeah.
pictures today that half of Nintendo World's finished
Yeah, but
and things are starting to move in
think,
it as well.
yeah, I think that is one of the things that's been holding them back, though. Iger's focus, I think, among many other things, is trying to fix the streaming service. And I think if he can get that to break even, then you might see them accelerating some other things around the theme parks. I hope that's the case, but like you, I don't like the price increases. It's a whacking great price increase, but I didn't go out and buy a flashy 4K TV, so I downgraded it back to 70 odd
It
quid. Sorry, P-Dubs.
was my Christmas present between me and the wife. So, and I was like,
Yeah.
I'm not going out and buying just an HD TV when I could just be ready. And I
Well,
totally wasn't expecting all these, like Netflix have done the same. But I hardly use Netflix. If
Yeah.
anything, that's probably going to be the one that might take the brunt of this.
Yeah, well, Prime have gone down a similar sort of route as well, haven't they? They're putting
Yeah,
out
and the
discs.
reason I've said to Craig, because obviously with the other podcast, we use a lot of streaming services for watching things. And I said the other day, if we didn't use Prime for the quick delivery, we probably wouldn't have Prime TV either.
Same, yeah.
That's
Same here.
the bonus, the saving grace with Prime is the free delivery.
Yeah.
I think that Disney is. I mean, we no longer can get the Disney Channel over here in the UK.
No.
So that was a £5 a month add-on on my Virgin subscription back in the day. And that you got Disney Junior, and you were all ad-driven. So there was adverts every 15 minutes. And so you were paying for the service and you were having to watch adverts. Now, they could have kept them channels as advertisement almost for Disney Plus. So they could have had a Disney Channel that showed the likes of The Mandalorian after it had been on Disney Plus for like 6 months or whatever. And it would have just been money and it would have been drawing people in. And also, I've told you how you fix it. You have a Disney Plus subscription which cuts away all of the shite. And you only pay for their original content because
Yeah.
people would do that. When was the last
Yeah.
time you sat and watched a classic film? It might or might not happen, but and then
I
all the.
think I'm out of the ordinary because I do sit and watch. I've gone through the first phase of the Marvel again in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but So, I mean, you could diversify. You could have a Marvel subscription. There's ways and means that you can generate money. I just think they're lazy. I don't know. I just.
I
They
think
should
it's
never have got rid of the channels.
well, I just think we're in interesting times. We live in interesting times. It's a bit like, I've been through this showing my age here, but I've been through this with a whole like D VHS, Betamax, V2000, then you had all the rental stores, then they all kind of collapsed into one or two big chains, then they all got buggered off then, when it became like DVDs and streaming and stuff like that. And this is another kind of massive change now, moving to
Yeah, and
streaming.
I suppose we can also talk about the rumors that Paramount are trying to team up and basically scrap Paramount Plus and join another streaming service.
And that's what's going to happen. They're going to consolidate down into probably a couple of services,
Back to where we were at the start,
yeah.
when it was Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Paramount
And
Plus is brilliant.
yeah. But it's costing them money, the same as it is Disney with Disney Plus.
And they're all kind of, it's one of these things where I still believe that they're shooting themselves in the foot. And unfortunately, in a minute, we're gonna tank the cinema industry. And that doesn't need to happen because You know, they're all trying to get out there first with their content, and they're sacrificing cinema releases for no good reason. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And I
definitely.
think, and I think we're seeing that switch back again, aren't we? Obviously,
Yeah, but
the another bit of news, Moana 2,
Mm-hmm.
which wasn't meant to be a cinema film, it was meant to be a TV series.
Yeah, but they gotta set the bar though. They gotta say, right, you know, it'll be in the cinema. It's not gonna be on Disney Plus for 6 months, and then people will go and see it in the cinema. Right, 3 months is too short. You just go. I
Yeah,
mean,
definitely.
we've had great intentions, right? We've had intentions like, oh, we'll go and see Indiana Jones in the cinema, right? Yeah, we gotta see that in the cinema, and then. When it came out, just happened to be when we went on holiday, and we're like, "Oh, well, we'll see it when we get back." And then we get back, and because it's already been out for a couple of weeks, the cinema times are a bit limited because it's been out for a few weeks. And then we're like, "Oh, do you know what? We'll just wait because it's only like another 2.5 months until it comes on Disney Plus." And that's what happened. So we didn't spend that money, you know.
Right. And it's
So
likewise, obviously, we've got the announcement of Mandalorian and Grogu
yeah.
not being a TV series anymore and that going to the cinema.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to go, do you know what? This would have cost Disney Plus this much, but if we put it in the
Yeah.
cinema, it
Yeah.
won't cost Disney Plus. We'll cut our costs and make it
Yeah.
back by putting it in the cinema.
But
So they're trying to find any way to claw that money back.
yeah, and they're right to do that because if you think about my example with Indiana Jones, I wasn't going to cancel my Disney Plus subscription because I was going to go and see Indiana Jones in the cinema.
No.
I was going to keep my Disney Plus, so they'd be getting that money, and they'd be getting my money that I would spend on cinema tickets. In the end, because it was only 3 months, they only got my Disney Plus subscription. If they had a thing where they said, "No, it'll be 6 months," I would have probably gone. Do you know what? Okay, the times are a bit odd. Maybe we need to go late at night when we didn't want to go, or early in the morning. But you know, we're not going to see it on Disney Plus for 6 months. Let's just make the effort. Right, so they would have had more money from me, and that's the thing, you know. I don't think it would hurt Disney Plus or Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever if they said. And I think if one of them broke ranks and said, "This is what we're going to do 6 months," I think all the others would jump in line. But the first one is scared to go in case the others don't,
Yeah.
and then
And
all of a
it's
sudden,
unbelievable, isn't it, when you think what Disney were like, how
yeah.
protective they were of their
What's
films when
Apple's?
it'd get released out of the
Mm-hmm.
vault every decade and
Yeah.
you'd be able to watch it for 3 months and then it'd be gone again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet
Because
now
Apple's
they can't
plan to
wait
be.
for it to get to people.
Because
Yeah.
Apple are putting the odd film out, aren't they, into cinema?
Yeah. They
Yeah.
have to, otherwise they can't be nominated for awards.
But are they sitting on them films for the same 3 months as everyone else? Or are they using iTunes to sell the films as digital, after the
Yeah,
cinema.
and that's what a lot of studios are doing. Really, it's only Disney that will go, here's the film, we're going to put it in the cinema for a month, and then 6 to 8 weeks after that, it's going to be on Disney Plus. Most of the other studios, they might say it's in the cinema for a month, and you'll be able to get it digitally in 3 months, but it's not free. You have to pay for it.
And the problem is, as soon as it goes onto any sort of digital, then it's up there for piracy then.
Yeah, and that's again that's the issue with the modern age, isn't it?
But for me, I can't, a lot of the time now, I can't be arsed to go to cinema. Now, when the COVID malarkey was going on and Disney was selling films that should have been going in the cinema, I would happily pay a premium to sit in my own house and watch a film on release day. So if they could get the price right, even 30 quid, because it costs me to go to cinema now, family of four, with snacks and everything, somewhere around 100 quid.
Surely the studios would make more money by putting it on their streaming services than they would if they put it in a cinema. I know the cinemas aren't going to like it,
So
but
strike a
yeah, but
compromise somehow.
they can have both though. That's what I don't understand. They can have both. They can have their cake and eat it, right? I think they can. I think they can launch it in the cinema. I think they would make more money in the cinema. I don't know how much Disney gets, but you look at the price of a cinema ticket now, it's ridiculous, right? One cinema ticket.
We went and saw Madam Web for my faults. I mentioned it to my son. We were off last week. He wanted to see it because he loves Spider-Man. And in the end, we were going to go Thursday. And then my wife went, "Oh, I'm booking Friday off. Should we go then?" So all three of us went. It was nearly £40 for the three of us without buying anything. That was just for the tickets.
So that's a third. Now, I don't know how much Disney get out of that, but they probably get a big chunk of it, right? So let's say they get half of it. I don't know. I don't know if they do, but let's say they get half of it. That's 20 quid they get, right? That's 20 quid for one movie, right? Now the question is, if you wait 6 months to have that released on Disney Plus, would you still maintain your Disney Plus subscription or not? Because
And
if the
that's the
answer
thing
is
with
yes, I
Disney
would.
Plus, I don't think people have it for that.
No, I don't think so either, and that's the
It's got
point.
such a vast back catalogue. Same with Paramount. What new stuff does Paramount have?
Well, that's the
Truly,
point, isn't it?
Halo.
They can have their cake and eat it, right? If the movie's good enough, people will go to the cinema and they'll see it in the cinema, but they won't cancel their Disney Plus subscription,
No.
right? And then other people, like maybe Craig, who don't want to go and see it in the cinema, they'll just have a Disney Plus subscription, but they just have to wait 6 months. But it kind of doesn't matter. If all new films are coming out on the streaming services 6 months after release in the cinema, it doesn't matter. I mean, it didn't matter when it used to be on terrestrial TV and it was 2 years, right? But
That's
you were gagging
exactly
for it.
my point, isn't it?
You were
Like I
gagging for
said,
it when it came on.
with The Vault, when you couldn't, they couldn't show it on TV unless Disney went, "Do you know what? We're going to let you have that." Now Disney don't seem to have any protection over what they're doing, and I suppose that comes back to the fact that they just remake every bugger. They have no care about their content, about where it is, or what they do with it, because
What?
they're just showing exactly how much they care.
I heard a rumor, right? And I think it's a pretty strong rumor. This comes from a really good source, right? His first name's Bob. That's all I'm gonna say, right? That they're gonna make animated versions of all the live action remakes of animated movies.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
That's a
Oh.
cracking rumor.
You know what? I'm so worried about this Moana live action thing. I don't know whether you guys have seen the Lilo and Stitch live action stuff
Nah.
over the last.
Oh.
Basically, they've just got it's like Baby Grogu, but it's Stitch that they're
Right.
carrying around the set with them.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's I'm not convinced, and I'm not convinced by the live action Moana either. I don't think I need to see The Rock in a grass skirt.
No, definitely
But no, that was a bit more of a soapbox than I expected it to be.
not.
It dived even further. So the second news story that I wanted to bring up, I don't know whether you guys have seen, Shop Disney is no more.
What?
It is now back to the Disney store.
The Disney store, that's a stupid name. I'll never catch on.
Yep, as of last week, everything's reverted back to the Disney store. So if you search for Shop Disney, if you type in shopdisney.co.uk, it now reverts you back to disneystore.co.uk.
Oh, well.
And the
Back to the
header has
future.
changed. And there's rumors that they're going to start reopening stores again.
Oh, yay. I wonder if Funimation will come back. Nick will be pleased if they do.
It's just like, why? Why did they ever decide that changing it to something generic was going to work? The reason why those stores closed was because they turned them into crappy, nondescript
I'll do a tat.
IKEA shops.
It was they were selling tat.
Yep. How many times have you gone into one of those stores and gone, "Oh, I wonder whether I'll get something from one of the theme parks?" No, you're never going to get anything from the theme parks because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that they're all linked. It's just like it's all under the one banner. That's I don't get that. But yeah, they've decided that they're going to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as far as the dinosaur age, but yeah, they it's an interesting one. I think their issues stemmed from how they were running it, not about the want for it. If you told me I could go in one of those old stores, our store in Nottingham was still the same. That never changed.
You could literally have one corner of the store, which, as you just said there, is dedicated to the theme parks around the world. So you can buy merch from all the theme parks around the world. But then you've got cast members working that area who are experts in the theme parks and can advise you. And even, dare I say, book holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You used to be able to buy your tickets.
Because used to get our tickets.
Used to be able to get Disney dollars in the Disney store.
Yeah. And for a while, if you had a Disneyland Paris annual pass, they'd give you your discount.
Mm-hmm.
If you showed it to them, you would get your discount like you would in the parks.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see whether any more pop up. My favourite was they had one in York, Craig. I know you spend quite a bit of time in York now.
Yeah.
There was a nice store there that we used to like going into. And as I say, the one in Nottingham was still the same. It was still old school, as was the one back home in Watford. That never changed either. But I know a lot of them did, especially ones that had shut. If they still wanted to keep a store in town, it became the afterglow of an IKEA shop.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and I think that was the downfall of the physical store. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that may be what comes back. You just never know. Sell
Disney Plus merch in there. You know, we could all have Disney Plus spirit jerseys on, all that type of stuff.
Why not?
Well, I think the spirit jerseys are on their way out.
Oh.
I was just
coming around at the idea.
Yeah, considering the Disney 100 exhibition did not have one spirit jersey, which absolutely amazed me. I was like, are you kidding me? This is one of your biggest things and you've not got one. And I think it's because they are starting to phase them out.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been around for a few years now, haven't they?
Yeah, that's about as long as a Disney fad will last. I've got a couple. Yeah. I've actually got more from other places than I have Disney, honestly.
Yeah, I got one from the Haunted Mansion, which Kerry wears.
Yeah, I wear them. I've got a couple of Disneyland ones. Never bought a Disneyland Paris one. I haven't got a Walt Disney World one. I've actually got more Warner Brothers ones than I have Disney. I've got a Gryffindor one, and I've got one from the studio tour in LA are far better.
There was a fantastic one in Universal, a Jurassic Park one, a luminous bright red. And I would have got it, and I should have got it, and I never got it. And I regret it. I regret it to my dying day now. That was the spirit jersey for me, but it got away from me.
Yeah. Did either of you guys have any news you wanted to discuss before we move on to Eat It?
A couple of little bits, nothing too much. I mean, I'm to be honest, I'm still trying to catch up. But talking about stores, the Disney have filed a permit to demolish the NBA store in Disney Springs.
Oh.
That's sad. Yeah. Not really.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, I was reading about this earlier because a lot of people were kind of discussing what they're going to do. Obviously, it's quite stylized in there. I don't think much of it changed from when it was Disney Quest. I think it was still set up pretty much the same way. I did see a rumor as to what someone was thinking it might possibly be. There'd been a rumor of something, but I can't see it at the moment.
An indoor virtual theme park? No, that's a crazy idea. Who'd want to do that?
Yeah, obviously, very much so. Everybody wants one of them, don't they? But yeah, I did see a rumor. I think it was probably on a Facebook page that I'm not even on, that it was just recommended to me. But a lot of people were saying they just hoped it'd be more shopping, which I think so. I think is a waste.
I
I
think
think
it's
it
a
needs to
waste.
be it needs to be something.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about what they used to have, you know, and I know it wasn't all successful, but they, you know, they really tried. You know, they had some good stuff. They had Pleasure Island, where it was New Year's Eve every night, right? And you had all those clubs like the 8-Track and the Adventurous Club. You know, unique things, a comedy club, and then you had Disney Quest. There's still a place for that, I think, you know. There's
Yeah.
still a place for something like that, especially now you've got, you know, Disney are getting back into gaming again, you know, so we hear. And, you know, you've got all the Disney Plus stuff, you know, there's some huge opportunities for something that isn't just shopping, some kind of entertainment space. And, you know, it's just a shame that they didn't evolve Disney Plus. I know it didn't work, but there wasn't any reason to sort of abandon it completely. It could have been modified. I think it could have been grown. You know, look at escape rooms and how popular they've been. I know they aren't really working at Universal, but as one single thing within Disney Plus, look at sort of VR type Laser Quest type things. You know, the Void, that sort of thing. You know, all
Yeah.
within the same space. So there definitely was some opportunities there. It's just a shame that, you know, the Disney Quest was completely abandoned, and then they just cashed in on the NBA thing, and that was never going to work. I mean, why couldn't they see that? Everybody else could see it. That was never that massive
No.
store dedicated to basketball. I know basketball's big in the States, but sorry, but it ain't that big. You know, nobody's going to want to spend that much money on basketball match that was going to justify a store that size.
Well,
They
no,
didn't make it
it's
universal, did they?
well, no, and that's the thing. We'd already seen it on a smaller scale, and obviously the bar next door has survived. I don't think that's going anywhere. That seems to have come out of that all right. Still seem to be moving on, but the NBA thing, it's strange. They went for the same exact experience as they'd previously had. It wasn't like it was something new.
No.
All they did was put a basketball theme to it, and went, here you go, here's what you wanted before, but with something else on it. It's intriguing. I'd like it to be something Disney related, in my opinion. It's weird, isn't it, that they did this whole great big three thing. And really, the only thing in Disney Springs that's kind of an experience or such that's Disney related is Jock Lindsay. The rest of it's all like of a different theme. It's not Disney, and obviously we've got Cirque du Soleil now as well, which is it's great. But it's Disney. Where's my Disney experience
And even
in
just things
Disney
like
Springs?
we talked about this before, you know, I think they missed a huge opportunity at Christmas with the Osborne Lights. You know, as they refurbished Disney Springs, they could have incorporated new technology, so LED technology, not the old expensive, hard to maintain, you know, bulbs that they and lights that they had in the studios, but actually, as they were building Disney Springs, build in like an Osborne light type facility. So at Christmas, everybody goes to Disney Springs to see the new Osborne lights, you know, the new dancing lights. And it would have, I mean, I know it's busy at the best of times, but it would have just been a massive draw. And I think Disney Springs is great. I think they've done a fantastic job of it. You know, it's really high end. It looks great. It's much better than City Walk, I think. But it does need something else. I don't think it can just be shopping and dining. And I know you've got Cirque du Soleil, but especially when they're putting in, like you mentioned, Jock Lindsay, P Dabs. But I mean, they're putting in themed bars on their cruise ships, in the theme parks. You know, Trader Sam's is chock-a-block every night. It's only a small place, but it's a queue to
Yeah.
get in, you know.
And
There's
Disneyland
definitely.
is bigger. And that still has a queue every night.
Yeah, why isn't there something like that at Disney Springs? Because Jock Lindsay's is in, you know, it's a bar that's loosely themed on Indiana Jones. It's not the Adventurers Club. It's not Trader Sam's, you know. But why isn't there something there?
Yeah.
You know, why isn't there an Adventurers Club? Why don't they bring that back? I mean, okay, maybe some of the other clubs didn't work, but...
You've got that bar at the Art of Marvel, haven't you, in Paris,
mm-hmm.
which is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued to see what Disneyland Paris is going to do with the Disney Village with this expansion, because obviously that's now begun.
Yeah.
Planet Hollywood is closed and is being dismantled as we speak.
Yeah.
So that's gone. Obviously, Cafe Mickey's has already gone and they've opened a seafood restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's had terrible reviews, hasn't it?
Yeah, but other people I've seen have said that they've really enjoyed it. I suppose it depends on what you want.
Yeah.
I was watching the Lodge Guys the other day, and one of their mates ordered a fish pie or something, and it looked amazing when it came out. And then she bit into it, or she took the top off and pulled out frozen fish.
Yeah.
So she sent it back, and they sent out the same one that they just microwaved, and it was still cold in the middle, so it went back again. And they said the third time, they didn't give it a brand new one at any time.
And
just brought...
You just have to look.
Out.
You just have to look at the reviews of the Disneyland Hotel since it's reopened.
Oh, is that the same?
TripAdvisor, 2.5 stars.
No way!
Ouch.
Because it's lost all its charm.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem with Disney, is that they're lacking the magic in what they're doing. The Imagineers are struggling,
mm-hmm.
and that's mainly because they got rid of most of them.
Yeah.
Here's a T-shirt. Disney, you, lacking the magic.
You look at what Universal are doing. Have they snapped all the Imagineers up?
Quite a few, I think.
Looking at it, I'm guessing so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just seems to be lacking that spark, even for stuff that's from a film. Look at the Moana stuff looks nice enough. But really? A little water walkthrough on a film that made what, $500-600 million?
Yeah,
and what is Tiana? A reskin?
Yeah, it's a reskin. Yeah,
I know they're showing off these new animatronics, but they're the same ones that they've used in Hong Kong for Frozen. It's not something new.
There's nothing wrong with reskinning Tiana. We know why.
Yeah.
We know why they're doing it.
We do, that ride is a classic. Whatever you say, and it doesn't matter what the theme is, it's still going to be a fun ride.
Yeah. I'm sad Splash Mountain's gone, but it's fine. But the point is, that's the big news. I mean, that's it. It's a reskin of an old ride when the competition up the street has put in a couple of cracking rides in terms of Lost Coaster, Hagrid, and even Bourne. And, you know, they're building a whole new part that everybody's really excited about. And they're just, and if you look at the quarterly results, you know, it's quite interesting. The revenue is up, but their attendance is down. So that's fine, so long as they can keep the revenue. But, you know, they're making more money from less people. The question is, what trajectory are they on? Because if the number of people continue to fall, in a minute it'll be the same amount of money with less people, and then it'll be less money and less people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are those people that they've cut it down to going to continue spending the same money?
Yeah, and the answer is no, because, and this was the other thing that earlier on I said we should talk about, is what do we think is going to happen when Epic Universe opens? Because the obvious thing is, well, Epic Universe will steal people from Disney, and it will, but in the short term, it might not. I think it will in the next 12 months through 2024 and 2025, but a lot of people, I think, will wait until Epic Universe opens up, and then they'll go to Epic Universe, and they might go to Disney as well, but they'll only be going to Disney for a part of the holiday. And
well, Kerry's told
now,
me,
you know,
Virgin Holidays are already doing free dining with Disney bookings for 25.
Yeah.
So Disney's answer to Epic is to bring back free food.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think you'll start to see some pretty good deals pre and even post Epic Universe for
And
Disney.
we've, you know, we're in a cycle. We've just done Florida last year. We're going to Disneyland in California in February next year. We're not even looking at Florida until 26 now. And we're already talking with Coffin Karen and Ayla of 7 days at Universal and taking the days out of Disney.
You're going to have to, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, you've now got seven theme parks, right? So, and if you think about it, you need 2 days per theme park. So if you wanted to all the theme parks, there's your 14 days right there.
Yeah.
Right? It's six at Universal and the rest are at Disney, and that's it. And that doesn't include, like, water parks or a day at the beach or a day at the mall, Florida Mall or Millennium Mall or anything like that. I mean, that's just theme parks. You've got 14 days, no problem right there. But that's a big cut into what it would used to be, you know, what it used to be. I mean, we'd usually go for about 17 nights, and 14 of them would be at Disney and a couple would be at Universal. And that started to change, and it will change again when Epic Universe comes out. So the problem is they haven't even started responding. And yeah, you can promote, you can offer free dining, you can offer free Genie Plus, you know, they've got all these things they could do to promote, but it's not going to completely offset new attractions, exciting new attractions that everybody's talking about. And it's going to take years and years for them to kick in anything that is any, because they haven't even started. So to get a new big attraction, brand new big attraction, you know, they're a good couple of years away, 3-4 years away at least. So yeah, I think there's going to be some good deals to be had, especially pre and maybe just as Epic Universe opens up for Disney, and then definitely next year for Universal, there should be some decent deals before Epic Universe opens up, and then once it opens up, then who knows? But yeah, interesting times.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Craig, did you have anything?
Yeah, well, we've been gabbing. I've downgraded me Disney Plus.
There you go.
To 4K or to 1080p or to ads?
1080p. You can't do ads annually. The only thing that slightly worries me is it's gone from 4 active users down to 2 active users.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be a problem. But
no. That should be all right. Oh. Peter, the only other one I wanted to mention was the cabins at Fort Wilderness. So sales. So obviously that's DVC, and I tend to be the kind of DVC correspondent. So they have actually gone on sale now for DVC to existing DVC members. They started on February 1st. If you're an owner there, you can actually start booking from February 15th. So that's up and running. Sales begin to non-members on Feb 27th. New DVC members can actually book from March 12th, and then everybody, all DVC members, can book from April 23. And what you're seeing is I can't remember exactly how much it is. It's 200 and I can't remember exactly what the price per point is. It's pretty comparable with Riviera and Alani. But the dues, the annual dues, are really high. It's like $12 something. So way more expensive than the other Walt Disney World DVC resorts. However, the point chart is relatively low, so you know that kind of balances it out a little bit, but they're still very, very expensive in terms of the dues, and of course they've got the resale restrictions on them. So if you buy a resale contract for the cabins, then you can only use those points at the cabins. So Just quite interesting. But then the other thing is, I was listening to a review on the sort of February DVC sort of situation, market situation, and it's quite interesting. You know, resale values have come down since the pandemic. They obviously went up and peaked during the pandemic, but they have been coming down, and you know, they are pretty much back to kind of pre-pandemic levels in some cases. You've got to look at it resort by resort, but if anybody out there was thinking about DVC before the pandemic and then thought, oh, this is getting a bit too rich for me, there are some fairly good deals to be had now if you're interested in a resale contract, especially when you compare it to buying direct from Disney, because the Disney prices haven't come down. They've only gone in one direction, and the incentives that they're offering right now aren't that brilliant, but resale is looking quite tasty in many cases. So
Yeah,
I'm not
and
giving anybody financial advice, you know.
no, and for anybody that is thinking about staying at Disneyland, just so anybody knows, the villas at the Disneyland Hotel are the cheapest rooms on property. If you rent the points,
Oh, right.
cheaper
Okay,
than
cool.
the new Pixar Pier Hotel. Well, not
Right.
new, another reskin. So
Yeah.
it's cheaper than the Value Hotel on property.
Right.
And that's not me pointing that out. I had found that when I was looking, because that's what we're planning on doing. But I saw a video pop up on, I think it was, what's the guy that we not like, Craig Knight.
Yeah.
He went and he that's what he said. He said they are the cheapest rooms on property.
Yeah.
So unbelievable, brand new DVC units, and if you rent the points, they are cheaper than any other room on the resort.
Nice.
So there we go. Right, I suppose we better finish off with our eat it.
Just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it. Just eat it, just eat it.
As I say, we are heading to the Festival of Arts, or Farts, as we've come to know and love it
I knew
in
you'd say
recent
that.
years. It has to be. You can't call it
Yeah.
anything else, can you, really? It is
Nah.
Farts. So we're going to do our usual. Obviously, it's only the small plates, so we're going to pick three small plates and three drinks, as we normally would. So, who wants to dive in with their first plate and first drink?
I'm going to go with a dish, a deconstructed dish.
Oh, I know what you're going with.
I'm going to get the deconstructed BLT, belly pork, onion bread pudding, watercress, a tomato jam, $7.25, Disney Dining Plan snack eligible for those who want to be. And I'll keep my drink on the in this thing. I'm going to go for the Wicked Weed Brewing Blank Canvas Belgian Blonde Witch Beer, 12 ounces, $9.75.
Very nice. Mr.
Very
D, how are
nice.
you kicking off?
Okay, so my kind of starter, if you like, my round one. I am going to the. It's called Goshiki, so it's the Japanese one, and I am going to have the Wagyu beef steamed bun
Ooh.
filled with American Wagyu beef served with green shiso sauce. That's 9.75, and it is also a DDP eligible snack. But I am then going to scoot across to L. Hang on a second. L. Artista Hambriento, the hungry artist, which I think is a kind of Mexican
Hungry arsehole.
inspired thing. And I'm gonna have it is the smoky, hang on, let me get it up here. It's the smoky banana bliss margarita. That's what I'm having. And that is 10-1 rum, illegal mezcal, so that sounds good. Banana puree and lime juice, and that's 15.50.
Very
Thank you very
nice.
much.
Very nice. So you picked what I was going to go with, Mr. D.
Ooh, what the
So I've
band?
gone, yep. So I am going to the Pastoral Palate, and I'm going to get the red wine braised beef short rib with parsnip puree, broccolini, baby tomatoes, and balsamic glaze at 8.75. Also DDP snack eligible. And I'm going to stick with them, and I'm going to go with the Three Daughters Brewing Rosé Hard Cider,
Oh.
Which is 6.75 for a 6 ounce or 9.75 for a 12 ounce. So that was
Nice.
where I am starting. So Craig, back to you for your second round.
Well, I'm going to Painted Panda, China. Sesame balls with red bean paste. New $7.25 Disney Dining Plan snack eligible. And then I'm going to wash it down with Silk River Hard Lemonade with vodka, lavender, coconut syrup, and lemonade. $13.75. So I'm
Very
getting a
nice.
bit tipsy now.
Very nice. Mr. D, second round for you.
Okay. I'm gonna go to the Cuisine Classique food studio, and I'm gonna have the beef Wellington with mushroom duck sauce, prosciutto, and puff pastry with red wine demi-glaze. Only 8.75, snack eligible, bargain. And then to wash that down, I am gonna. Well, hang on a second. I am going across to. I've got these all on different pages. I'm going to go to the Vibrente and Vivido in Canto Coquina, so
Oh.
Mexican. There you go. And I am going to have a passion fruit daiquiri, 14.50. Thank you,
Very
mate.
nice. Very nice. So for
Yes.
my second round, I am heading to Gourmet Landscapes, and I am going with the plant-based item actually on this. I'm going with the wild mushroom risotto with truffle shavings and Zinfandel reduction at 9.75. DDP snack eligible. And I'm sticking with them. And I am going to have a frozen scotch cocktail, scotch and herbal tea garnished with a chocolate nail at $15.50.
Ooh, very nice.
Right. Let's bring us home, Craigie boy.
Well, I'm going a bit weird now, although I'm not, because I want this for me tea tomorrow night now. Poppies, right? I'm going for the next level up because there is a basic level, so I'm going for the tomato soup with pimento cheese, bacon, and fried green tomato grilled cheese. So I'm going to do the basic version of that for tea tomorrow. Tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich. And this
Isn't
is, go on.
I was just going to say, isn't pimento cheese the one that smells like old toe cheese?
I hope
Or am I got
so.
have I got that wrong? Yeah.
A
Okay.
nice veiny cheese is what I
Yeah.
like.
I think you're going to be
Smelly.
happy then.
The wonderful walk of colourful cuisine item, that is $6.50, DDP snack eligible. And then I'm going with a Brooklyn Brewery Pulp Art Hazy IPA, 12 ounce, $9.75.
Very nice. Mr. D, how about you to finish off?
Okay, so my pudding is gonna be I am going to the artist's table menu, and I'm having the hummingbird cake. Banana and pecan cake dipped in cream cheese icing with caramel sauce and warm pineapple compote. A bargain at 4.75 and snack eligible. And then I'm going to stay in the same place then. I'm going to wash that down with a Wicked Weed Pineapple Daydream IPA,
Ooh.
6 ounces at 5.75 or 12 ounces at 9.75. I think I'm going to have the 12 ounces at 9.75 just to make sure I'm properly full.
Very nice. So I'm going to finish off at Vibrante and Vivido. Mm-hmm. And I am going with the passion fruit filled mango cheesecake with coconut pineapple cake, dragon fruit gelée, and dragon fruit strawberry sauce. At $5, that's snack eligible as well. I'm not going to stick around this time. I am going to head somewhere else. Apparently, there is a stand doing specialty drinks near Canada. I am going to go with the Realism Roseberry Cold Brew, a lively swirl of flavors featuring Joffrey's shaking Jamaican cold brew coffee, strawberry rose syrup and milk topped with whipped cream and colorful sprinkles. There is an alcoholic version available with Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur. $6.49, snack eligible for the non-alcoholic version, or $14.99 with Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur in it, which I would be doing. I would be having the alcoholic version. I do like a
pipes out.
I do like a Joffrey's with a bit of Irish cream in it. Can't beat that to keep me going for the day.
Sounds good.
That wraps us up. As Farts comes to an end, we also come to an end. Thank you, boys, for joining me on this second episode of February. Can't believe we're already at the end of February. My God.
Yeah, I know.
Nearly there. But thank you, listeners, for joining us as always. If you don't already, for $2 a month, you can subscribe to us on Patreon for early release of these shows across the network, as well as a few extra ones here and there. And can always interact and get involved with the shows. If not, well, you'll be listening to us on your usual podcast app of choice. Go and leave us a nice review. We've not had one for years. It'd be lovely if we would love some reviews. Nice to know what people think of us. So go and do that if you can. And we will see you in March for another episode of This After Dark.
Bye now.
Why? Because we like you.
Kick it!
Can't get enough, can't get enough!
Kick the 1, 2, 3!
Nicki Mania! Never gonna end Nicki Mania!
You're my man, Nicki Mania!
He's really a nice mouth.
He sure is!
Now hold on, move it, live it up, prove it, give it a rock,
the house of the mouse!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.